This is Mike Roth. Welcome to the Open Forum in the Villages podcast. In this show, we're going to talk to leaders in the community, leaders of clubs, and interesting folks who live here in the Villages to give perspective of what's happening here in the Villages and information that I think all villagers should have. We hope to add a new episode most Fridays at 9 o'clock. This is Mike Roth on Open Forum in the Villages. Today's show is rather different. It was recorded live at the Mechanical Music Show at the Eisenhower Recreation Center on December 17th, 2022. You're going to hear an explanation of the playback devices. Some of them were organs. Some of them were almost modern day, I'm going to call them Victrolas. Some of them were mechanical disc players, and some of them were just different. I'm going to let you listen for the next 20 minutes, enjoy the show, and enjoy the music. Naturally, since the show was recorded in an open auditorium, there's a lot of background noise, and you can hear people talking in the background. In fact, some places you'll be able to hear two or three of these mechanical music devices playing at the same time, two of them in the background as I'm recording one. It was an interesting show. I'm sure you're going to enjoy it.
Disc, and Emil Berliner developed a machine that you would hand wind with your hand and then the sound would come out. Okay, so you can make it go fast, you can make it go slow, you're just hand winding it. So he was looking for someone to create a motor for him, for his mechanism. So he met up with Eldridge Johnson, who was the machinist in Camden, New Jersey, and Eldridge Johnson developed this motor and this case for Berliner's machines, and then Berliner sold the machines as his machine, you know, with a spring driven now. So you can wind it up, and then it would, it's got a governor on the inside to keep a constant speed. You don't have to worry about hand winding it and trying to keep the constant speed.
So what year was this machine built?
1898.
Does it still play?
Yep.
Let's hear what it sounds like, Bob.
Well, I'm going to have to change the record because the original records are so valuable.
Yeah.
I don't want to play it and wear it out. Let me grab another record.
This is Bob. Bob, what year was this phonograph player?
This is an 1898 Berliner.
Oh, we're going to put a new needle in for every play.
Every time, yep.
So you don't sharpen them and reuse them. You just trash them?
Yep. You got new needles and used needles. Okay, let's give her a try.
We're going to listen to a Victrola with a wooden bell, and we're going to listen to
the Varsity Drag
on a, looks like a 78 size,
yep,
record.
78, that was a 78 too.
Okay.
7 inch, 10 inch.
10 inch. And what year was this Victrola made?
This is 1906 on this Victrola.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a Victrola. Yeah. Victrola wasn't invented until 1909. It was called a Victor.
A Victor, I see that.
And they made a 1 through 6, so this is a Victor 2. It's the second step up.
Okay.
Thank you.
it's crank operated.
Oh, see, I didn't see the crank from here. Yep, I just saw you.
We look inside, we see a
single spring motor.
Single spring motor.
Oh, here.
Governor regular, to keep it.
Yes.
You keep a constant speed.
It got well lubricated.
All lubricated, yep.
Yeah. So you crank it to get it down.
Yep.
And then periodically you have to crank it again.
Yeah, it'll play about two songs per winding.
Two songs per winding?
Yep, this model will. There's some that'll play like 13 songs per winding, but they'll have triple and quadruple springs in it. Mm-hmm. Some of the later Victrolas, you know, you can play 20 minutes on a single winding.
But then you burn up the, you said you have to change the needle after every...
Every record, yeah.
Right, so.
And the typical 78 will last about 3 minutes.
Okay.
It's still the format they use today, kind of on, you know... the radio.
Yeah.
Songs are about 3 minutes.
Thanks a lot, Scott. Bob, what's that machine on the end? I like that silver horn it's got on it.
It's a Columbia cylinder player. Same as the Edison. Plays cylinders. 2 minute cylinders?
2 minute cylinders, yes.
Columbia bought out the rights to the celluloid from Lambert, a company called Lambert, and they made a celluloid cylinder, which is more durable than what Edison was making, which was a wax record.
Okay.
And they're, you know, very durable. You wouldn't do that with a wax record. You'd break it. And another thing about the celluloid cylinder is that they give a bigger volume than the wax record, too.
Oh. So let's take a listen to that.
And the most songs predicted that he'd have lemons growing inside of him. By golly, I sure must have swallowed some watermelon seeds, huh? Anyhow, no one loves a fat man. Now, why ain't I like that man? Night and day, folks all will say, you big hippopotamus, you're in my way. My papa and my mama said triplets I should be. But no one loves a fat man, that's why nobody loves me.
So, Bob, on these cylinders, do people have to change the needles every play as well?
No. There's a sapphire stylus.
Okay, sapphire.
That rides against the celluloid. Mm-hmm. So as long as you keep your celluloid records clean, then that sapphire stylus won't wear out. Mm-hmm. And that's 112-year-old stylus in there, and it plays just fine.
Okay. And what year was this machine?
1908 on this one.
1908. Great. Hey, thanks a lot.
So I've got all my small machines in there, and then I've got the ones with the open horns up on top.
So
works out good.
Ball.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
It gives me like a wall of sound.
Now we're walking over to see a disc player. What is the disc made out of?
I have no idea.
Well, it's not plastic.
Oh, no. This is over 100 years old.
They're metal.
They're metal discs, yes.
Yeah.
Not copper.
No, they were copper plated, though. You can see.
Yeah, yeah. But very durable, I would think.
Huh?
Durable.
Well, they're over 100 years old.
It's
so.
A play, so I'd say.
Yeah.
Better than a lot of stuff we have now.
Yeah. Play machine, see what it sounds like. Yeah, like a volume controller.
See, the palm hits these.
Yeah.
And that's what makes the music.
Some of the earliest records.
Yes.
They're one-sided.
Yeah, the early 78s were one-sided.
And they didn't have a paper label.
They engraved it. Well, printed,
yep.
Stamped it.
Yep.
What does that one
Victor
say?
Was the first one to put paper labels on records.
Oh, great.
This one is a Zonophone record, Abide With Me, by the Hayden Quartet, 1901.
Wow. Thanks a lot.
Some of those... When they wore out, people just threw them away, threw these away. And at that time, there was no organization that was protecting music, okay? Making sure that music is still available, even though nobody wants to hear it right now. So when these were thrown out, a lot of music went bye-bye. We don't even know what they were. You know? And nobody had copied them or anything like that. But that's the way things go.
This is a
concert roller organ.
Concert roller organ. Yeah. What year was that made, Jack?
This one was made in about 1905, but that was when those were coming into preference.
This place, yes.
Yeah, people wanted those instead of these kind of things.
When did they start making these roller organs? When did they start making roller organs?
They started making these in 1850.
1850,
there was a soap company that wanted something to give away free to people who bought their soap, enough of their soap.
Yeah.
So they had the company make these for them, and they gave it free. To the people who bought enough soap. And also, they could then later, they got three of these with the machine, but
one
they could buy.
One song per roller?
Yeah.
One song per roller?
Yes. But the roller has to rotate three times to play the song, and it has to move like that as it's rotating, and then snap back when it's finished. Yep.
Kind of like a lathe.
Yep.
Jack, I'm recording this, and I'm going to use it as a podcast.
Oh.
Jack, what is your last name?
Hostetler.
And how long have you been with the Mechanical Music Society?
I joined them in 2012.
2012. Okay.
Yes.
And how long have you been collecting antique instruments?
Since 2012.
let's have you put a roller in it, and let's hear what it sounds like.
Yes, sure.
By looking at the roller, do you know what song it's going to play?
Well, you can almost, if you can still read
place
what's left of the label.
Bella in the instrument. Place the roll in the instrument, I guess.
Yes.
Oh, I can't read the name of the song.
It's the records are, or these things are so old and so worn that it is almost impossible. But there is a list available, and on some of these you can still see the number of the piece of music. But a lot of them, you have to kind of remember what they were. I think this one is a hymn. It sounds like a hymn to me. Little piece of wood here that you see is going up and down,
yeah,
and that is pumping the it's also noisier with the cover off.
Yeah,
because
you
get
the
wood.
It's the song is made. Why would they give these to people? I mean, you said if they buy enough soap, it seems kind of strange incentive.
it seems strange to me too, but that's what they did. It was a soap company, and I guess soap was fairly expensive back in that time, true, real soap. And so they were pushing it in order to sell more soap. And what it cost them to make this evidently was considerably less than...
Some soap boxes and...
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking that a lot of the first people who bought these would be other companies that want to do something with this, you know. And so, but the sad part was that ordinary people would get tired of this and something better would come along, and they would just throw this out and throw these out.
Right.
And
right.
and a lot of them just are gone.
Well, because they didn't buy them, they were just like, you know.
They were given away.
Yeah, they were given away.
So they were given away free.
So how did you happen to acquire this concert roller organ?
I saw it in eBay, and I bought it. It said that it did play. When I got it, it did not play. I called the fellow, and he said, well, he had just turned a thing, and it played a few notes. So he didn't think that it was anything wrong with it. But anyway, a friend of mine in MBSI.
MBSI showed, means?
Musical Box Society International.
Okay.
And he showed me, when he upended it, that the bellows was full of holes.
Oh, well, that wouldn't work with it.
Well, somebody had repaired those holes with Band-Aids.
Oh.
And the Band-Aids didn't stay on them very long either. So, anyway, he had some wonderful material that he had found somewhere. That was a cloth with a slight rubber coating on both sides. So he redid the bellows for me, and away we went.
That's all it was, just the bellows.
The bellows were full of holes and had to be rebuilt.
At over 100 years, I would guess so.
I think over 100 years, I'd probably be full of some holes, too.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Jack.
Okay, thank you.
It's from about 1895. It's a disc music box, 15 and a half inch. This is an old record, and you can see the back of it is very rough, where the little tines have been pushed in and then curled to give them strength. And what those do is they push a little star wheel right here, and the star wheel then plucks the comb, and the comb is what makes the sound. So, would you like to hear it play?
Yeah, sure.
This is Jingle Bell, written in 1837.
I might be able to recognize it.
One's 1880 and one's 1890.
So I'm talking to Clay, and we're looking at what are we looking at? Some kind of a roller.
A music box.
A music box.
Yes.
And how many songs could it play?
This one had eight.
Eight songs, and it was made in around 1880?
Yes. What happens is there's this thing that looks like a rolling pin, is a cylindrical shape, which is the reason they're called a cylinder box. And the cylinder rotates. There are thousands of little wires embedded in that thing, put in by hand. It must have been a terribly tedious job.
Yes.
And they rotate, and then they flip the teeth on this steel comb, and that makes the sound. There's a sheet here, and then there's a pointer over here. It's a little bit off.
Okay, so it's a one.
It would tell you, which song is playing. And then you can look there and see the name of the tune and what's recorded. Most of these were from operas or operettas back in that time period.
What does this one sound like?
The problem with these is whatever tunes were on it when you bought it was all you could ever get. So they worked and tried to figure out a way so that you could go to the store and get new tunes,
right.
Like you could buy CDs and records later.
Right.
And they came up with this disc system. This is a German box.
Yeah. song Silver Bells.
Made by a fellow in Vermont. It's very hard to find an original disc of Christmas music on it because families hold on.
So a guy in Vermont actually makes these discs.
Yep. He also makes new music boxes that are quite beautiful but pricey.
Yeah. I guess he doesn't have any Beatles on that.
Big pardon?
You don't have any...
Alas, no.
Alas, no.
Although I think there are some people who make...
New music.
Discs with new tunes on them.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Sure.
Oh, well, let's talk about the cylinder. Is this an Edison machine?
This is a Thomas Edison cylinder phonograph.
Okay.
It was made in 1908. Let's see if I can get this in the right spot. And as you probably know, when recorded music was first available, it came out in cylinder shape. It's sort of like the best analogy, although maybe a little crude, is just they're shaped like the inside roll of toilet paper, the cardboard part.
Right, right. What song are we going to listen to?
Well, this is actually an advertising record.
An advertising record.
Recorded in 1906.
I can love the babes in secret fold, or awaken in the ancient heart soft memories of youthful days. No matter what may be your mood, I am always ready to entertain you. When your day's work is done, I can bring the theater or the opera to your home. I can give you grand opera, comic opera, or both. I can give you sacred or popular music, band, orchestra, or instrumental music.
So this is a promotional video for Victrola.
Right.
Okay. And why do you have this old 78 here?
This one is actually contemporary. Well, compared to this,
it looks like it came from the 60s.
Yeah, it did. This is a schoolhouse record player, and the reason I brought it, I used to bring antique 78 record players, but the tone arms on there are very, very heavy, and I would destroy a record over a weekend doing demonstrations. So I brought this one.
And we're listening to a Caliphone from the 1960s, a solid-state phonograph.
And this is the, as you may or may not know, is the biggest-selling record ever.
Really? White Christmas.
Including 16, which was talking books.
Right.
And then LPs, vinyl records, 45s and 78s, and played every year.
So I'm talking to Howard. What's your last name?
Wyman.
Wyman. And what are we looking at? It's got paper roll.
Yeah, this is a crank organ that was made in Germany. And it's the company is still in business. This was made maybe 30 years ago.
Only 30 years ago?
Yeah. And it's a 20-note organ. It has 20 pipes.
Pipe
plays from pressure. There's a bellows in the bottom. Nope, you have to hand crank it.
You have to hand crank it?
Yeah, yeah.
The old-fashioned type.
Right.
So what song is it that got on it?
Right now, it was in the middle of, in Münchenstädter Hofbräuhaus. In Munich, there's a Hofbräuhaus.
Yes.
A German song.
Yes.
Unfortunately, don't have any Christmas music for the organ.
Let's hear what it sounds like.
Okay.
Yes, you're listening to a violin, a pan organ, made by Mr. Bruns in Germany. So it's a Bruns Orgel. This was custom made for Ralph Schack in California, who's now deceased. That's who I bought it from. This is a 42-note organ. It has 42 pipes. That's why it sounds so good.
Loud,
get different arrangements. Works on air pressure with bellows on the inside and produces.
And you crank it.
You have to crank it to get the bellows moving and advance the rolling.
So what
music.
Year was it made?
This was made in about 1985.
Oh, it's fairly modern.
So it's probably modern. Mr. Bruns was the organ maker. He only made 6 organs he made in his lifetime. He made each organ by hand, one at a time. And this was the last organ he made before he died.
Tremolo.
A tremolo. Oh, this is an electronic version.
Well, the tunes are on a cartridge instead of a paper roll.
Yes.
So to that extent, it's electronic. But the sound is created the same way. A valve at the bottom of a pipe opens up and lets air pass through a pipe.
Okay.
And that's what makes the sound. The crank not only advances the tune, but it also operates the bellows.
Push the air through.
Okay. Now, what year was this music box made or organ made?
None of these are antiques. They're all within 50 years. But the technology, of course, has been around forever. Well, not forever, but since a long time ago, 1800, I think 1700s. So it's a little different technology, but the principle is the same. And they all sound different because the boxes are different, the pipes are different.
Remember, our next episode will air live Friday at 9 a.m., or should I say pre-recorded, but that's when it'll be released on our regular subscriptions. Bonus subscribers can get early access to episodes. Should you want to become a sponsor of the show, contact me at mikeroth@rothvoice.com. If you know someone that you think should be on the show, send me an email at mike@rothvoice.com. I want to thank everyone for listening to the show. The content of the show is copyright by Roth Voice 2022, all rights reserved.